win that blue ribbon now.
I can't believe it.
What is it, Avery?
That pig over there has already won first prize.
What? Have the judges been already?
Oh, no.
I can't believe Wilbur didn't win.
This is terrible.
Poor Wilbur.
It's not fair. He won just because he's fat. I'll bet the judges are fat, too.
Now, hold on here. What's everybody crying about? Edith, you brought all the stuff. Give the pig his buttermilk bath.
But he didn't win.
People are still going to come by and see him and what's written in the web. Now, let's get busy.
That's the spirit, Homer.
I'll give him his breakfast.
Oh, I'll help with the bath, Edith. Give me one of those cloths.
Thank you, Martha.
Vern, you and Avery tidy up the area. Homer, I think our sign needs to be a little more prominent.
Yeah. What's that prominent mean?
It means easy to see. More noticeable.
You're often very prominent yourself,
attention,
Avery.
Attention, please. Attention, please. We would like to ask as many of you as can to assemble in the livestock area, where we're about to present a special award.
Special award?
Well, must be for the cows or the horses.
When you arrive at the livestock area, please go to the section where the pigs are located.
It sounds like somebody around here is going to get another award.
That fat pig over there.
We will ask you to report directly to the pig owned by Mr. Homer Zuckerman.
The pig owned by Mr. Homer?
Got no time to lose. Finish up, Edith.
I'll get some more straw.
I'll get rid of the slop bucket.
Okay. Wilbur's finished. Homer, does my hair look all right?
Looks fine.
You didn't even look at my hair.
You're all right, Edith. Just keep calm.
Everyone who had visited the pig pen the day before had a good word to say about Wilbur. And they all turned up with their friends for the prize given. Everyone admired the web, and nobody noticed Charlotte, who was resting behind her egg sack, or Templeton, who had woken up with the noise and was hiding in the straw in Wilbur's pen.
I'm scared to death. Hundreds of people are looking at us.
Cheer up. This is fun.
A lot of fuss about nothing, if you ask me. Ah! Which way are you sitting, Wilbur?
Oh, sorry, Templeton.
Let's open it up a little, please. Thank you. Yes, thank you very much. Zuckerman. Who is Zuckerman?
Right here.
Ah, pleased to meet you. Testing. Testing. Can everyone hear me? Good. Ladies and gentlemen, we now present Mr. Homer L. Zuckerman's Distinguished Pig. Now, many of you recall when the writing first appeared mysteriously on the spider web in Mr. Zuckerman's barn, calling the attention of all to the fact that this was some pig. Then came the word terrific. And he is. Look at him. Next, the word radiance appeared in the web. And now, this very morning, the word humble. Whence came this mysterious writing? Not from the spider. Needless to say, spiders can't write. No, ladies and gentlemen, this miracle has never been fully explained. We simply know that we are dealing with supernatural forces here, and we should all feel proud and grateful. On behalf of the governors of the fair, I take the honor of awarding a special prize of $25 to Mr. Zuckerman. And this handsome bronze medal, which far outshines any blue ribbon, to this radiant, this terrific, this humble pig.
Wilbur!
What's wrong? What's going on, Zuckerman? What's the trouble with your pig?
He must have fainted. He's so modest and he can't stand praise.
Well, we can't give a prize to a dead pig. It's never been done.
He isn't dead. He's just fainted. Run for some water, Lurvy.
Oh, sure thing, Mr. Zuckerman.
I'll deal with this. This'll teach him to put his tail in my face.
He's up!
Well, good. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the official...